Last night, Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder held a town hall meeting in South Tampa to discuss his proposal to bring campaign finance reform into Tampa City elections. Dingfelder originally wanted the city charter changed to limit campaign contributions to the three city council at-large seats at $200 per contributor per election. He also wants to limit campaign contributions to candidates for the four district seats to a maximum of $100 per contributor per election. The current existing limit is $500 for at-large and district seats both, but there is already some opposition on the current council to do so. Both Charlie Miranda and Thomas Scott blasted the idea today, even though it wasn't even on the agenda. Scott brought up a racial aspect to the topic.
I will tell you from experience as well, African Americans are not able to generate the same amount of money, okay? And so therefore, when you minimize that to about $100, you're hurting that candidate as well. So I just have a real issue with all of this. And then, I don't know who this committee is, but I wonder how many of them have run for public office or been elected officials that are working on this.
And Councilman Scott said he would not support such a proposal because he says it gives incumbents an unfair advantage.
At the end of the day, you know, the voters are going to go out and they're going to vote, and we need to trust their judgment in terms of those elected officials. I think continue trying to minimize so we hurt the other candidates who do not have the name recognition, who do not have the visibility, who's not on television every week. I think it does not allow for the people to have what I would say equal competition.
Dingfelder said at Wednesday night's meeting, community members indicated that they wanted such campaign finance reforms extended to the mayor's office as well, and said they wanted uniform limits, not broken up amongst district or at-large seats. Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she wanted the city council attorney to review other campaign finance ordinances enacted in Florida to ensure that time isn't wasted on a measure that will not be constitutionally sound. Dingfelder assured Councilman Miranda and Scott that the council wasn't going to approve any type of campaign finance reform without the approval of the public.
The whole point of this is somebody or both of you said you haven't heard any evidence to convince you. The whole point of this is let the people come in and provide the evidence and talk to us and make reasoned decisions instead
of... So it's on the agenda.
Right,
instead of making advanced judgments, let's keep an open mind. And eventually all they're saying is put it on the referendum and let the people decide.